How you doing? Glad to be here. Glad to see all you guys here get through the snowstorm and end up getting here. We're really glad to add DeMarcus to the defensive line here. We hope he obviously adds and gives us a lot of depth where we can get a little bit more rotation than we were able to do last year with the injuries and stuff we had. We feel he's a real good addition for us and stuff. We feel the number one thing that he does is rush a passer. Obviously, he had 16 sacks this year, which is obviously very impressive. So we hope to get a lot of good play out of him this year. If DeMarcus will come up now.
Yeah, DeMarcus, just want to go through that tweet. Eight pass rushers picked ahead of you. So you were a little bitter, perhaps, as that draft was going on until you got picked by the Broncos?
Yes, sir. You know, just I believe in my skills. But, you know, from the phone call last night till right now, there's been a constant smile on my face because I'm so happy to be here and be a part of this organization. Yes, first time I ever seen snow coming down on the plane. You know, usually in Florida when you come down the plane, you can see the land, see the water. All right, I'm about to land. You know, just looking out, I just saw white. I didn't see anything. I'm like, no indicator of when I was about to land. So that was, you know, just a little different moment for me right there.
Your production was amazing as a guy could get to the quarterback. Can you? How do you describe how you're able to do that from the inside if they see you more as an inside rusher? How are you able to do that? How can that maybe get you onto the field sooner here?
Just got to go out and earn it. You know, that's something that I told everybody on staff. A lot of guys can go in and come in, you know, and say whatever, I'm going to do this, that. I'm going to earn it. You know, I'm a hard worker. You know, I don't talk. You know, I put in the work for it. So I'm going to earn it. That's all I do.
DeMarcus, congratulations. After a productive junior year, why did you decide to return to school for your senior season?
I feel like I have more to prove, get my degree, and just another year of college. You know, it wasn't, you know, a bad decision, you know, obviously, and I'm just so happy, you know, just returning for my senior year.
DeMarcus, do you spend a lot of time, or prior to the draft, do you spend a lot of time worrying about whether you're going to a 4-3 team, a 3-4 team, and you'd fit?
No, not at all. At Florida State, we play a multiple defense. You know, I played all across the board, so no worry at that because I played in by every type of, you know, technique or system I could. So there's no worries.
Marcus, I think you might be the only player on the draft board who had a 4.5 sack game. Can you just give me your recollections of that game this year?
Going to halftime, I just saw the disappointment Coach Lauren face. He just knowing he know what I'm able to do and just turn it on and just got to the quarterback. You know, something I love making plays. I love getting to the quarterback and just believing in my skills and just going out there to go do it.
DeMarcus, how exciting is it for you to come to a defense that you know is a juggernaut like Denver's, but at the same time knowing this is a team that's going to get hard? It's tough to get on the field when these guys are so good around you.
Oh, man, that's football, just competitiveness. You know, they wouldn't bring me in there if they knew I wouldn't be able to compete. And just I'm so happy to be here because, like you said, it's a great defense. You know, just from you guys know the DBs, you know, Wolf, Vaughn, Ray, all those guys, you know, it's going to be a complete pleasure just to be around those guys and just, you know, pick their brain because I really, you know, want to learn. I love learning. I love football. And just to retain knowledge from them and just be able to just go out there and do it, you know, it's going to be a very, you know, special moment.
Hey, DeMarcus, the one thing John Elway has tried to do this offseason is add some toughness, a nasty streak to his roster. And he says you fit that bill. Can you just explain maybe a little bit what kind of edginess you might bring to this team?
I just love dominating. That's one thing that I love to do is dominate, just taking the will out of a man in this game of football. So that's just something that came natural, especially, you know, with my tough love that my parents showed me, and then just coming in with the attitude of just being able to dominate. So I believe, you know, I bring that to the table also.
DeMarcus, what part of your game are you hoping to improve or expand upon at this level, the NFL level?
Everything. There's always room for improvement. You know, when I train, you know, I don't just train for one specific thing. I train for every single thing because you can never get, you know, you can never get satisfied.
You also tweeted about Von Miller's contract as motivation. Have you had much interaction with him yet? And what do you take from his game?
That's just motivation. You know, I love, you know, watching players, and Von is one of, you know, somebody who I always look up to. And to be honest with you, last night I was at my hotel room, and, you know, I'm getting texts, TJ, Tlaib, everybody text me. Next thing you know, it's like, Von text me, I'm going to go crazy. And literally, I was on my other phone and literally about to go to sleep, and just something told me to just check my other phone, and it was him. And I went crazy. I jumped out of the bed and went crazy.
You wore 44 in college, and I saw you tweeted you want to keep it. Did you realize that the guy who
I did not know that at all.
44, you can ask him for permission to wear it?
No. I have a temporary number right now. I'm thinking about keeping it, maybe change it. I'm wearing number 57.
Okay. Thank you.